Hunters in New Jersey killed 61 black bears yesterday. It was opening day of a six-day hunt, the first bear hunt in the Garden State in 33 years. A foot of snow on the ground made it much easier to track the animals, but few were leaving their dens. Eugene Son of member station WBGO and WHYY reports.
Bear country in New Jersey is in the northwest corner of the state, where New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey meet. It's a mountainous part of the state, but it's also a section where new homes are springing up for New York-bound commuters who hop on to Interstate 80. Just up a snow-covered trail from Route 23 in the Hamburg Wildlife Management Area, a hunter who only wants to be identified as Walter points out fresh bear tracks in the snow.
He's big. I would suspect he might even be more than I've seen this morning. But he's going right into the people's yard. You can see their house, 75 yards away? You can see his track going right to it.
Walter had no luck, but at the bear check station, Scott Richland pulled in with a 105-pound bear in the back of his pickup. Hunters are required to bring in their kill to be weighed and measured by wildlife biologists.
Chest girth, 96. It's an adult female.
After having his bear catalogued, Richland says since bears don't have any natural predators in New Jersey, and the population grows by 500 to 700 cubs a year, a hunt is the only realistic solution.
As long as they're food, they're not going to den up. And with that being said, if we're not going to harvest them, something has to be done, or else they're just going to keep on being a nuisance.
2003 has seen record numbers for bears foraging in residential areas. State officials say bears broke into homes 58 times and into cars 50 times. That's out of an estimated bear population of 2,000 to 3,000. While 5,000 bear hunting permits were issued, there's an organized and vocal opposition. Protesters cycled in and out of the bear check station all day. They say fewer bears would be looking for food near homes if people did more to keep the animals out. Storing garbage in bear-proof cans and not leaving pet food or bird seed out in their yards. Santos Hawksblood is an Apache Indian who moved to this part of New Jersey 4 years ago. He's not a vegetarian like some protesters, so he isn't opposed to all hunting. But Hawksblood resents hunters who are looking for a trophy or bearskin rug instead of killing animals to survive.
I mean, there's nothing like a Big Mac to me, you know, or New York steak. You know, the difference is that we hunted out of necessity. This is not necessity. This is encroaching on their land.
New Jersey Fish and Wildlife Director Marty McHugh says the total number of bears killed yesterday was about what he expected, given the weather and time of year. He says state officials will reevaluate whether to continue the hunt at the end of each day. McHugh says even though these bears are being shot in state parks and wildlife areas, many of these bears are the very ones neighbors complain about.
There are no deep woods bears in this state for the most part. These bears in the deeper woods areas are ranging out to feed in the neighborhoods, in the suburbs, and on the farms.
Opponents are hoping this will be the last black bear hunt in New Jersey. They are pushing a plan to use a prescription sterilization drug to keep the bear population from getting too big. But McHugh says any such solution is probably 5 years off. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son.